I think it is. You know, I love football. I've loved football my whole life, and any chance you get a chance to get back out here and do what you love doing, you get, you know, anxious about it. You get excited. So, like I said, I was just very thankful to get back out here today.
How tough was it then to watch, to know that it was going on for 9 or 10 days and then you were not involved in it?
It's always tough to watch. You know, but I think it allowed me a chance to get mental reps, work with young guys, work with old guys. So I tried to stay in it as best I could mentally, but it's not the same when you're not out there doing it. So I'm very thankful to be back out there.
And still, somebody whose job is so predicated on physical nature of what you're doing out there, hand-to-hand combat, things like that, what's it like wearing the red jersey?
Not fun.
Why not?
I mean, you know, you just, red means stop, so. Not something that I'm used to doing, but, you know, the medical staff, they know what's best for me, so I just have to listen to the doctor's orders and take it one day at a time.
You still feel like you're able to have productive reps, even though there's...
Certainly. I think, you know, there are a lot of things that I need to work on. I consider myself behind right now because I haven't been out here in a while, so there are a lot of technique things that I can work on without contact, and... And I think some of those things can be simulated, and then hopefully eventually we'll get to the contact part.
At the same time, you can only take so many mental reps, I imagine, before you just want to get out there.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I've been talking to a lot of guys, and you know, they've been teasing me, telling me I've been on vacation. But, you know, there's something about playing the game of football and being in your shoulder pads and helmet and being out there with your teammates that you can't nothing can simulate that. And working out on the side or whatever it is that they have me doing from day to day, just not the same as playing football.
So there's a fine line, what you're saying, Matthew, between trying to go at game speed or replicate it during a fast practice with full pads and holding yourself back from physical contact. There's a fine line there.
Definitely. And I think it's my job to just be obedient and listen to the staff, and you know, they have a plan. They've done this before, so I'm just trying to do everything that they want to have me do and take it one day at a time and hopefully be out, you know, come back and be a contributing member of this team.
How hard are you pushing to get back, get rid of the red jersey? Pretty hard?
Well, I'm going to do everything I can to get myself out there and participate, but I think I've learned, you know, going into my eighth year, the medical staff usually knows more than the players. They've been to school for that, so I want to just listen to what they have to tell me. I think, you know, our focus, especially my focus, is just on getting myself healthy and back to the field. And I know Tom will take care of his business. You know, obviously we support Tom, but we're just working hard to get better as a football team, all 90 of us. And I'm no different. I'm just trying to do my job and get myself healthy.
You mentioned kind of helping out some of the young guys, kind of coaching them along a little bit. How much value do you think they get out of that? You know, kind of learning from somebody who has experience that you have.
I think it goes both ways. I think I learn from them. I think young guys can always teach you some things, and hopefully they can learn from some of my game experiences, some of the mistakes I've made on the playing field. You know, and I enjoy those relationships. We have a good group of young guys this year that are really attentive to detail, really want to do the right things, and I think they've listened and they've made tremendous growth in the time they've been here.
You got a new quarterback out there. Any impressions on Ryan Lindley?
Well, you know, I know Ryan. Ryan's a friend of mine. You know, both going to schools in Southern California. I've gotten a chance to meet him over the years, so it's definitely nice to see his face. And you know, he's a great kid, and I'm sure he'll do everything he can to work hard and do his job.
We've seen a lot of guys come and go in camps like this. In your opinion, is this camp better, worse, different than any other camp for a guy to come in and learn and just jump right into it?
You know, every camp's different. Every year's different. Every team is different. Every experience on the football field is different. So it's really tough to compare. I don't like to get into comparisons. I think we just have to approach each day, attack it as best we can as individuals and collectively, and just try to get better.
Did you know Ryan from Pauley High School?
You know, we did some things together. Actually, I've met Ryan after college. We did some things together with FCA, his wife actually went to UCLA, so I knew her. So, yeah.
You mentioned some of your teammates joking that you were on vacation. I know how seriously you take being a captain and a leader. Does it bother you even a little bit more that you weren't out there? Do you feel like you're letting your teammates down?
Certainly. It's not an easy pill to swallow when you're standing around and you see guys working hard and putting the necessary work in. And I feel like it's hard to lead when you're not out there doing it. So it's definitely been a trying time for me, but it's part of the process. And, you know, I can only control what I could control from day to day and try to get myself healthy and back on the football field.
How's Coach Ventrone doing so far?
He's doing great. You know, I'm very excited about working with Ray. He's so smart in that he understands what it's like being a player, being in certain positions, being attacked certain ways. So it's been a lot of fun working with him. And then Joe is just, he couldn't be more ready for what he's doing now. I mean, he's so good at what he's doing. So we're really excited about those two guys.
Not that you would necessarily tune out a coach who doesn't have NFL experience, but as you said, Ray knows he has so much special teams experience. He's been through the battles that you guys are going through. How much does that sort of boost what he says to you, or just add to what he's saying to you?
Well, definitely. I think his perspective is a little bit different, obviously. And I think some of those game experience, you talk about game experiences and being in different situations, I think he can teach us a lot because of those experiences. And that's not to say that a coach who hasn't done it can't teach you a lot, but I think Ray is unique in that he's, you know, had those game experiences.